Tom reads Hegel. Tom is sitting in the library. The other students are rustling with their papers and whispering among the bookshelves. Tom is reading Hegel's Phenomenology of Spirit. The work is the work of a master of philosophy. Hegel lays out concept after concept. Each is carefully worded and well thought out. Tom is reading and trying to listen only to Hegel. Sometimes he manages to keep so intensely silent that he succeeds. What is Tom's silence? It goes beyond non-speaking. It is a restraint. He's holding back his own thoughts in order to fully perceive the other thinking. Tom delays his own thought impulses so that they do not interfere with his understanding of Hegel. Tom delays his own thought impulses so that they do not interfere with his understanding of Hegel. He pushes his own criticism aside in order to stay as close as possible to Hegel's ideas. Tom's being silent means that Tom benefits more from listening to Hegel than from following his own ideas. Hegel's tone is very confident, as if he also assumes that Tom would benefit more from reading Hegel than from thinking for himself. Sometimes Tom has the impression that Hegel anticipates possible questions and comments from his readers. Yet this does not mean that Hegel answers Tom. While Hegel is speaking and Tom is listening, Tom is a disciple. The promise of listening is, whoever listens best will be the next master. In a few years, he or she will be allowed to speak and to expect new disciples to remain silent in front of him or her. Tom listens very well. He becomes familiar with Hegel's style, with his intonation, with his arguments. Tom reads the sentences again and again. He reads secondary literature, the reading of the other disciples. He becomes a disciple of the disciples. Tom liberates himself from this situation by starting to teach. He writes books. He explains the master to other disciples. He becomes a master among the disciples. Tom does not become a master before the master. After practicing silence for so long, he's never able to fully give up restraining and inhibiting his own thinking. Even after years, Hegel is still Hegel, and Tom is still a person who is silent when he reads. And although Hegel recites in powerless, quiet, dead books, Hegel is never silent.